Well, good morning. It is 6:28 a.m. on Saturday, May 13th, 2023. It's 60 degrees, which is halfway between 15 and 16 degrees Celsius, a record in recent memory here. 70% humidity? My God, it's gorgeous. As I commence my walk along the sun-dappled waters. Ooh, a nickel. Hello. Of the Willamette River that makes its way down or through, winds its way. What's the script, Dave? Check the script before you start these things. What the hell? Finds its way through Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Rivercast, y'all. Sun-dappled. That's an adjective that I have not had cause to invoke on the Rivercast in a long damn time. Ah, 60 degrees. Supposed to get up to 91 today. Or more. It's like, can we like find some moderation? Can we find a happy middle ground? Yesterday was gorgeous. The last several days have just been stunning. And yesterday I was getting out just to get out. I was walking around Jameson Square, and it was towards evening, so it's that late afternoon, early evening warmth filled the air, but Jameson Square has these lovely, lovely trees, this beautiful canopy, so you're walking through the shade, but it's still warm. And there was a couple in front of me, dressed to the nines, clearly either going to or coming from something. And caught a whiff of her perfume. And it was that scent. It's like mischief and romance. There's a scent. I would recognize it if I smelled it again, but I could not tell you what it is. But it was just, I don't know, it just made me smile. So I was sitting there marinating and happened to gaze across the river there, and there's these two enormous barges, ships, freighters, cargo ships. And it occurred to me that for as long as I've been doing these river walks, there have been ships over there. I never really looked at them. I never really noticed them. And these look like they've been rode hard and put up wet. They've clearly seen a lot of service. Morning. And I wondered, have they been there the whole time? Have these ships just been sitting there for months? Or do they come and go? Because, you know, I'm looking at like the steel bridge coming up ahead here, and there's no way that is high enough to let one of these freighters go through. So it was the SS Honesty and the Ocean Venture. So, oh geez, jet skis. Get it, kids? Jet skis on the Willamette at 6:30 in the morning. That's some dedication to the sport, baby. So next week I got to remember to check and see if it's still the SS Honesty and the Ocean Venture in port. If they're just like permanent fixtures there, or if they actually move around. I guess they could turn around and go back up the Willamette to the Columbia and then on out. I don't know. We'll see. Details as they unfold. Something else I discovered that I didn't realize but makes perfect sense. There are sprinklers in Jameson Square that keep the lawn green. I honestly got caught by one of them. And it's like, I don't remember there being sprinklers here. Because I was here in September and October, and it was, you know, very nice weather. But I don't remember sprinklers. So, another thing to watch out for. God, gorgeous dogwoods. The landscaping along this particular swath of the Willamette is beautiful. It's grasses and shrubs and ferns and trees. It's a nice stretch. And of course, condos along the whole way. I could see the appeal. Ooh. Well, this will be interesting. We'll see how the Bluetooth mic deals with a train going along Steel Bridge. This might get noisy. Bear with me. Yeah, so I talked to Ramsey yesterday. Dude's having a rough time of it. This has definitely been one of the most challenging movies he's ever worked on. What are these? I don't know how to describe this tree. The blooms look like leaves. They look like all the other leaves on the tree, but they're white. Steel Bridge. I've never seen a tree like that before. It's beautiful. But, gonna need to start carrying a Trees and Shrubs of the Pacific Northwest book with me so I can do spot identification. But, he's just been having a rough time with this particular flick. And I can't go into specifics, but it's just been a real production nightmare for him, poor guy. But, and also he's in Atlanta, so not home in California. But it's okay, because Scott's out there with him. And they're enjoying Atlanta as best they can. A chill day ahead. There's a coffee thing I might make my way to. But other than that, Muse and I had a date night scheduled tonight, but that's off the books. Poor thing. She has been hammered by the COVID. And you want to do something for the people you care about. If anything, just to make their life a little easier, but sometimes you just have to sit back and hold space and be there if they need you. That's the other thing I've been not struggling with, but getting used to with this whole dating thing, is that giving space. I'm not used to giving people their space. That's not entirely true. What is it? I don't know. It's my playbook. My instincts are, when someone you care about is hurting in some way, shape, or form, you protect them. You give them every opportunity to get better. You make life easier for them in some way. You know, acts of service. It's one of the love languages. It's one of Muse's love languages. But in this case, there's damn little I can do. Or that she wants me to do. And that may be part of it too. There might be some ego wrapped up in there. I mean, you kind of, it's nice to have the people that you care about turn to you or confide in you or whatever. I don't know. And it's a dating thing. It's you're not with that person all the time. And that's, for a serial monogamist, that's not a familiar turf for me. But it is what it is. And there's a big old wide world out there. Can't fixate on one thing when there's all this other stuff that can have your attention. Now, I was thinking, I was walking down the street the other day and somebody gave me this bright, cheery, "Good morning, how you doing?" And I came back with just as bright and cheery, "Good morning, I'm doing really well, how are you?" Blah, 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 boom, boom. And then like 5 minutes later, somebody comes along with this very dignified nod of the head, "Morning." I gave him a nod and a smile, and "Good morning." And I realized that I've been pondering the whole notion of, not pondering, this has been an ongoing thing, a concern that I'm a chameleon, that I change from circumstance to circumstance, and that there's no real me under there, that I'm just defined by the people and circumstances around me. And there's no real core Dave in there. But I don't think that's true. I think I give what I get for the most part. And I mean, all of that is in me. I can be reserved and dignified, or I can be enthusiastic and goofy. I've got all of that in me. I'm a multifaceted individual, y'all. And the desire to meet people at their level, at their space, their energetic space, that's me too. I want to connect with people, and everybody, strangers, friends, Ally, Muse, everybody has their frequency, there we go, of engagement and relationship. And I connect that. That's how I do. And I'm okay with that. And that is me. I am also well past, way past the Broadway Bridge as I blather. So I'm going to wrap this up for Saturday. Ah, Saturday. I hope you have a splendid weekend. I hope... what? I don't think there was a theme in there to work, but I hope you have a lovely, lovely weekend. Yes, Rita, I will wear SPF, oh my God, at the beach tomorrow. Thank you. That's a good suggestion. Good suggestion. And yeah. Well, however your weekend goes, you can always fall back on the wisdom of Brother Zig, who actually found the copy of Fantasy and Science Fiction that features his name out in the wild on a magazine rack. It's like, yeah, you go, boy. Brother Zig tells us that despite everything, you create, add to the world. Add to the story going on around you. Walking up the stairs up the Broadway Bridge now. And I will tell you, love fearlessly. Because whatever happens, if you're acting out of love, can't be that bad. You've always got that to fall back on, right? Yeah. And I promise I will do the same. No walk tomorrow. And take the day. But I will talk to you soon.